Welcome to Thrive Church Online. We are here to know God, to grow in Him, and go. We hope you feel encouraged and equipped through this week's message.
Come on, man. That is what it is all about. We exist to create a global impact from a rural community. Man, this is our mission. This is our thing, is we exist to make Jesus famous. Coming to the stage now is part of that process. Pastor Charlie. Bro, I am so excited to be here. Some of you guys don't know, we are, and I think I alluded to this earlier, but we are merging to become one church under the Thrive banner, but we are so excited to have Pastor C with. Is it okay that I call you Pastor C? I shouldn't ask you that on stage in front of people.
Man, I'm just Charlie.
Charlie. Just Charlie. Just Charlie.
Just
and
Charlie.
His Jesus factory.
Come on, man.
I'll take it.
We need some short people just to run around it. Anyway, guys, give him one more round of applause, please.
And it is so awesome to be here with you guys this morning, and I'm so excited about what God's doing and the marriage that He's bringing these two churches together under the Thrive umbrella. It's just going to, God's had His hands on this thing from before it was in any of our human minds. God had His hands on it. He's been directing it. And how about that worship team this morning, guys? Give it up for them, man. They were awesome. Awesome, guys. But I want to get a couple things out of the way first and foremost before I get into the message. I cannot pull off the skinny jeans, so you get the regular jeans. You get the regular jeans with me. I can't do it like Pastor Adam, and I'm not used to this fancy microphone stuff. So I like, do you want fries with that? I was like going to ask you, but you never know, right? But I'll tell you what, it is so good to be in the house of God this morning and seeing all these faces. It's just beautiful. I praise God for it. But I know over the last few weeks, had some messages about the real Jesus. And in week one, I was here, and that Pastor Adam preached on the temptation of Jesus and how He was tempted and how He responded. And we saw in that and how the real Jesus responds, right? And gives us an indication of how we should respond when we're tempted and when Satan comes at us with things, and when we fight him with the Word of God, right? Yeah. Amen. In week two, Brother Jay there, he spoke on the woman at the well, right? And how the real Jesus treated that woman at the well that the world treated so horribly, right? That the world wanted to point out everything she'd ever done wrong, right? But all Jesus did was love her, right? And taught us. And so, today, I want to talk about Jesus. One of the things that Jesus says himself, and when I study and I read my Bible and I see those letters, those red letters in my Bible, when Jesus is speaking, oh man, they're special. The whole Bible's special, right? Everything in it's special. But when Jesus is talking, man, I really tune in and pay attention, right? But today I want to talk to you and share with you one of my favorite depictions of Jesus. And this is the way He says Himself. He says He's the Good Shepherd. And so in the Scripture, in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11 through 18, Jesus says this. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold, but I must bring them in also. And they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. And that's Jesus talking. And Jesus said He's just a good shepherd. In ancient times, shepherds were kind of lowly people. They weren't held in very high regard. Okay? Shepherds were really bottom end, working class, you know, dirty hands, dirty people, dirty. You know, they didn't, you know, the higher ups in society, they didn't think very much of them. But you know, God used shepherds many times in His work. Moses was the shepherd for 40 years before God ever used him to lead the Israelites out of bondage. David, who slew the giant Goliath, was just a little shepherd boy, and he went on to become probably the most successful king of Israel ever, right? The prophet Amos was a shepherd. So God used those shepherds even to proclaim in Bethlehem that Jesus had been born. So God will use the lowly a lot of times before He will use the high and mighty, right? You know why? Because that lowly is usually more receptive to God, right? Come on. See, God used those lowly people like the shepherds to do His work. But you know, the greatest of all those shepherds was Jesus. And you know, if you think back to when Jesus came in the world, He came in a manger, in a stable, dirty. You know, he grew up. He was a carpenter. He was nothing special on this earth to men, but He was God's Son, and God used Him in a mighty way. And when we look at the shepherds, I told you they were lowly people. People didn't hold them in very high regard. But I want you to think about for a shepherd for a second. What do they do? What does a shepherd do? And what would make one a good shepherd, right? Like, what do they do? Well, a shepherd's job is pretty simple, right? They tend the flock, right? They tend the sheep that have been assigned to them, right? Shepherds don't go around tending the neighbor's sheep, right? They take care of the sheep that have been assigned to them, right? They take care of those sheep. And you know, I'll tell you this, without shepherds, sheep would be in big trouble. Sheep are not the brightest animals in the animal kingdom, okay? I'm trying to say this because I don't know, you know, I don't like to use words like stupid in church, but sheep are not very bright, okay? Literally, you could have sheep and they could be feet away from water, and if they're not led to the water, they won't go get the water and drink. They will literally die if they're not led to the water. You know, does it sound familiar? You know how Jesus loves to use those analogies in the Bible, right? You know, and hate to say this, folks, but you know, we're the sheep, right? And you know what? We're not always the sharpest. You know, I know that Jesus looks down at me sometimes, and you know, my Bible tells me, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that Jesus is sitting right at the right hand of God right now, making intercession for us. And I know sometimes He looks up at His Father, and He looks and He says, "That boy's train didn't make it all the way to the station, did it?" You know, because listen, without Jesus, you know, I need Him to lead me to the water to drink. I need Him to keep me safe from the wolves. I need Him to get me gathered in when I get, you know, I kind of want to wander off on my own a little bit. I've got a little ADHD stuff going on, so I'll get out there in left field. And I need that shepherd to get me back in line. And so that's what a shepherd does. He takes care of his sheep, you know, because those sheep left to their own devices, they'll wander off. And they'll end up in the mouths of the wolves. And they'll end up devoured. The Bible tells us that Satan is, he just says plainly, he's walking this earth to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. You know, and as sheep, we'll wander off. You know, it takes a ton of patience to be a shepherd. Okay? Because like I told you, sheep aren't the brightest animals in the animal kingdom, right? So the shepherd will get them rounded up. And then the next thing you know, that same few that wander off again. And he's got to go get them back again. Day in and day out, right? Reminded me of a joke. See, I like jokes. I usually have jokes, so I pride myself on being a really good teller of bad jokes. There was a sheepdog and we have a little dog at home. His name's Lincoln. He's about this big, but he thinks he's a sheepdog. And he tries to herd everything, right? But this sheepdog comes in. He comes in and the owner says, "Hey, you get all the sheep in?" He goes, "Yeah, I got all of them in. Got them all in. I got all 40 of them." And the sheep owner, he says, "We only have 37 sheep." He said, "Well, I rounded them up." Took y'all a minute, right? Right? Took y'all a minute. But see, to be considered a good shepherd, A shepherd should have a, they would have to have a track record of keeping their sheep safe, right? They would have to have a good, you know, you probably wouldn't stay employed very long as a shepherd if you were losing a lot of sheep, right? So they got, they you know, that would be, to be considered good, they'd keep their sheep not just alive, right? That's just part of it, right? Just keeping them alive is good, is part of it. But they're going to keep them alive and they're going to keep them well fed, right? And they're going to keep them well nourished, right? Because, you know, ultimately, what do they want to do with these sheep? There's a purpose for the sheep, right? They're either going to be sheared for wool, or they're going to be eaten, or they're going to be used for something, right? They didn't just keep the sheep around because they like to look at them, right? There was a purpose for the sheep, right? And so, you know, it ties me in again, the analogy of us being the sheep. Jesus says, I come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. He didn't just come for us to get by, right? Are you a get by person today? If you are, you need to get into conversation with Jesus, because he came to give us more than that, right? He wants to keep us well fed, and some of us are well fed, right? How about the pack? Sweet 16, baby. Well fed, right? Well fed, well nourished, right? You know, and I come in this morning and the coffee and biscuits and all these things, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. I'm gonna gain weight here. But you know, Jesus does that for us. He's the good shepherd. He keeps us healthy. You know, when we get out of being healthy, it's generally because we do things that we ought not do, right? Like, you know, we go eat things we ought not eat and do things we ought not do, right? I jump into Psalm 23, verse 1, says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, that good shepherd, I shall not want, right? Preacher, what does that mean? I want things and I don't get them sometimes. Well, the Bible tells us we don't get them because we're asking for the wrong things. We want the wrong things. Anybody in here starving? Anybody in here not have a place to lay your head tonight? Well, we're blessed, right? Why? Because the good shepherd has taken care of us. He's kept us safe. You know, you remember earlier when I told you that sheep weren't the smartest animals in the world, right? You know, I think sometimes it's a full-time job for Jesus just to keep me in line. I mean, I look around. I can tell you guys, I don't want to get into it today because we'd be here for hours. But, I mean, my past is, you know, I'm much like that woman at the well. There were times in my life people looked at me and said, hey, he's not worth anything. There's times people looked at me and said, he's not worth saving. There's no hope for him. But I thank God that good shepherd Jesus never looked at me that way. He looked at me and he said, I love you anyway, right? You know, and sometimes I do that. I do that to people now because I'll say, I love you. You can't stop me from loving you. All right? You can't make me not love you. And so sometimes when somebody's mad at you, see, I am a little bit of a, you know, sarcastic person at times. And some of that comes across that way when I say that, but I'm not trying to be. Because I found out that when people are angry and upset, and if I just tell them I love them, a lot of times it can get that guard down. And it allows me to help them get right back where they need to be. You know, Jesus said he's that good shepherd. He guides us. The Bible says he leads us beside the still waters, delivers us from evil. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness, right? Leads us in the paths of righteousness. So when we follow him and we take that direction from the shepherd, we will stay in those paths of righteousness. It's when we don't take that direction, we get off on our own. He has to get us back in there. And I want you to understand something about shepherds. Now, shepherds had tools. They'd usually carry a staff with them, right? You guys remember that? How many of you guys did a Christmas play when you were a kid growing up in church, right? Had to be a shepherd, right? Or a wise man. Can I tell you a funny story? I'll tell you a funny story. I'm not asked permission. I'll get forgiveness later, right? But I did a Christmas play when I was a kid in the church, and I was a wise man, and we had towels on our heads for the whatever you call those things, and little bands, and we were holding candles, and the kid next to me caught his towel on fire in the church. Most fun I'd ever had in church up to that point in my life, right? It was hilarious. It was great. But, you know, the people in the church, they loved it. I mean, it was just like, you know what? It's something has to go wrong or it's like not any fun, right? But it was great. But, those shepherds have tools and they have that staff. And I'm going to tell you what, they don't use that staff always in the very gentle. Now, they'll try first. If you've ever seen it, they'll try to nudge, right? They'll give a little nudge. And if the sheep don't respond like they ought to, that shepherd will whack them pretty good. Guess what? I've been whacked pretty good a few times by the good shepherd myself, all right? Because a lot of times he nudges and I don't respond. Because I'm hard-headed. Am I the only hard-headed person in the house? Good. Okay, good. Good. I'm glad, man, because I was gonna scare me. But you know, he takes that staff sometimes and he just hits, and he hits pretty hard, and it hurts, right? But you know what hurts? It doesn't always hurt physically. It hurts that spirit, right? You know, I hurt because I've let him down, right? I've let him down, and it hurts. And it hurts me in my heart and in my spirit. But you know what? I think about, he's only hitting me. He's only hitting me because I didn't listen. He's only hitting me because he loves me. How many of y'all had parents when you were growing up that, oh, this is going to hurt you way worse than it hurts me, right? Yeah, they all, I told that lie too, right? I told that lie too. It doesn't, all right? Any kids in here, listen, they're lying to you. Don't pay attention. Doesn't, all right? It hurts, but we need that direction in our life, right? We need direction to keep us where we ought to be and to keep us safe. You know, my Bible tells me that Jesus, if you go back in that scripture, and Jesus says that there are other sheep out there that are not in the fold yet. He said, but they will. And they will. Jesus said, they'll know his voice, right? So Jesus, the good shepherd, his job is not just, he's not only worried about the sheep that's already assigned to him in his fold today. He's worried about those sheep that are out there in Alamance County that aren't in his fold yet, right? He's worried about those. He's worried about getting them. The Bible says he'll leave the 99 to find the one. Boy, I'm thankful for that this morning, folks. I'm thankful that one day he left the 99 to find this one, right? Because one time I was that one, and he left to find me and rescue me. And I'm telling you what, he rescued me. I testify to that. He rescued me because I was lost and undone, and I was living a life that was going to take me nowhere good. And Jesus rescued me. He is the good shepherd. The Bible says he restores us when we go astray and returns us unto the fold. Even when we get away, he'll bring us back. He'll welcome us back. You know, and those are things, guys, we need to be so thankful for. It's who the real Jesus is. And sometimes as people, you know, the Bible talks about forgiveness in a lot of different ways. And, you know, how many times should I forgive my brother? 70 times 7, right? How many times has Jesus forgiven me? I can't count them all. You know, I can't imagine if I had to sit down and list them, I would be here until Jesus comes back. I mean, it's just that long. And so I say, you know, as we go in and we pay attention to what Jesus does as that shepherd, when we get out, and we get out left, and we get out in left field or right field or wherever, and we're not in that path of righteousness that he's directing us to, and he starts to nudge, then what do we do? How do we respond? You know, most of us, unfortunately, we respond just like those sheep, and we go, that's not that big of a deal, right? He's not going to, yeah, I hear you, bud. You know, this is a whole lot more fun doing it my way, right? And so we refuse to just turn it over and turn it loose to God and say, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to listen. We it's hard for us to get there. Why? Hard-headed. Just like the sheep, the analogy. Jesus uses that analogy for a perfect reason. We're just as hard-headed as sheep. But the real Jesus loved the sheep. The real Jesus loves us. You know, I look back and I think back over my life, and I've done this at times, and I've sat and I said, you know, I probably ought not be here. I did things in my life that I probably shouldn't have lived through. But see, that shepherd, that good shepherd, that's Jesus, he kept me safe even when I'd wandered off, even before I was in the fold. You know, see, Jesus, And I, you know, guys, I believe that God, you know, God is the God of all, and he knows everything. He sees everything. And I do believe in my heart that he knew one day that I'd be standing here where I am today. And that's the reason he kept me around, because I was doing things destructive. I was doing destructive stuff that could have taken me out of here. And Jesus said, oh, we need this one. for some reason. I was an important sheep, just like each and every one of you are an important sheep. There's a purpose for you. You have a purpose in the work of God. You know, preacher, I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to sing. Y'all don't want me to try to sing. I don't know how to sing or play guitar or play drums or do anything. But hey, you know what? There is something you can do for the kingdom of God. Each of those sheep in a flock, guess what? They might be used for different things. Sometimes they're good for wool. Sometimes they get milk. Sometimes they get meat. Sometimes they're just different, right? And guess what? There's no one held in higher regard than the other. In that flock, there's no sheep better than the other. Now, I'm sure the shepherds probably looked around at times and go, I really am getting tired of this knucklehead right here, right? I am. This one right here is really, how many of y'all got pets at home? And you sometimes you look at them and go, if man, right? Like, yeah, right? We got, you know, he's like, it, like, I've raised children. And I'm like, by the grace of God, all three of them lived, yeah. Right? The good shepherd was looking out for them because I was about ready to take some of them out of here, yeah. Right? Like, I'm very honest with y'all. Like, I don't pull any punches. I tell you the truth about me and who I am. And I say this. When that shepherd, being Jesus, looks down and he looks down on each and every one of us, he sees the potential and he sees what we can be. Thank goodness he doesn't look down and see exactly what we are, but he sees what we can be. And that shepherd knows, that good shepherd knows that each sheep, each member of that flock is important. And each one of them has a purpose. And he's doing everything he can to not only keep them alive, but keep them safe and keep them healthy and keep them well fed and keep them nourished. Not, again, not just to survive, but to what? Thrive. Oh, come on. Y'all didn't think I wasn't going to work that in, did you? Come on. We are to thrive, right? We serve a Jesus today that is, that's what? He wants us to thrive, right? He didn't lay down his life for us like he said in the scripture so that we can just get by. How many of you are just getting by? You don't have to raise your hand because I want to embarrass you, but are you just getting by? Be honest with yourself. If you're just getting by, there's something better, right? My Jesus is not a get-by Jesus. He is not a get-by Jesus, not even a little bit, right? My Jesus is a Jesus. He says he laid down his life for us, and he also takes it back up. He takes it back up. See, we focus a lot on the lay down of life. We're approaching that Easter season when Jesus took it back up. Not only did he lay it down, but he took it back up. They were singing that song a while ago. We talk about roll of stone away. Man. That is my absolute favorite depiction in the Bible is when they roll that stone away and Jesus isn't there. I love to read it. I love to study it. I tell people all the time, nobody really knows exactly where that tomb is. There's different ones over in that area and they say, this might be it, this might be it. I wish I knew. Because it would be my life's purpose to go see it and stand in the door of that tomb where my Jesus wasn't when they rolled that stone back, right? But I tell you, those sheep, I'm going to jump into 1 Peter 2 and 25 because it says something really profound. It says, for you were straying like sheep, right? But have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Think about that. You were straying like sheep. Some of you today might still be straying. Some of you today might still be out there, might still be straying like sheep. If you are, there's no better time. Okay, hey, are you feeling that nudge? Are you feeling that nudge? If you're feeling that nudge, there's no better time. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. There's no better time to come to know Jesus than right now, right here, right in this place today. Or if you're out there on the web, World Wide Web, interwebs, Snapchat, Grams, and Instacharts, and Facebooks, and you, whatever. Look, I'm old, man. I can about handle Facebook and YouTube. That's about it, all right? But if you're out there, however you're watching, seeing this, today's the day, right? So I'm thankful that so many times in my life when I've gone astray that Jesus, that good shepherd, has been the one to welcome me back into the fold every time. Welcome. Not, hey, look, I always think about it this way. I've imagined it. I see him when I mess up and I get away. He's standing there, and he's not standing there like that scolding parent, like, you know, he's standing there with his arms wide open, ready to love on me again. He's standing there to say, look, I know you messed up, but you're just a sheep. I knew you were going to. So I share with you today that he's done these things for me. My Bible teaches me that God is not a respecter of person. Everything he's done for me, he'll do for you. Everything he's done for you, he'll do for me. Some of you he's done great things for, and I want to see those things. That good shepherd is exactly what he says he is. We've learned about how to deal with temptation. We've learned about how to treat people when they're falling away. Today, I hope you've learned how good Jesus is and how good of a shepherd he is, and I hope you will learn to listen into his life. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray that if you're here today, would you pray this simple prayer with me? If you're feeling nudged, if you're paying attention online or whatever, and you're feeling that nudge from that good shepherd, you're feeling that nudge from Jesus, just pray this simple prayer and pray it with me. Say, dear Jesus, I know that I'm nothing but a sinner. Jesus, I know you laid your life down for me. And Jesus, I want to accept that free gift of salvation. I want to welcome you into my heart. I want to take the step with you into your kingdom and into your fold. Amen. If you said that prayer today and you meant it, there are people all around here with lanyards on. Find one of them before you leave today and talk to them. If you're online, you can reach us here at amen@thrivechurchonline.com. Reach out. Let us know. We want to know. We want to share it with you. We want to share that good news with you. Just reach out to us and let us know. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for being part of our Thrive Tribe. If you want to partner with this ministry and what the Lord is doing here at Thrive, visit thrivechurchonline.com and click on the Give tab. Help us reach more people just like you by rating and subscribing to this podcast. You don't want to miss what's coming next.